Lots are muddy and forage supplies may be running short, which has producers itching to get cattle out on grass. However, NDSU Extension Livestock Environmental Stewardship Specialist Miranda Meehan says producers should proceed with caution when turning livestock out to grass. Grazing too early can result in decreased forage production for the entire grazing season.
Over the long run, it can decrease our forage production by as much as 60%. It also leaves those pastures and plants vulnerable to diseases and weed infestations. Right now, just based off of temperature alone, because we can use growing degree days to predict grazing readiness, I anticipate that we will be 1 to 2 weeks at least behind a normal year. So we really need to be careful as we're putting livestock out.
In North Dakota, the recommended time to begin grazing native range is mid to late May. For producers in need, Meehan explains there are strategies to minimize the impacts of early grazing.
That's going to depend on what they have available for resources. Well, the first thing is if you're going to put them out on pasture and hay, if you're able to supplementing them with other forages so you can minimize those impacts. Then if that's not an option, maybe grazing those domestic pastures, your crested wheatgrass, your smooth brome, they're able to recover better from that extra pressure in the early season than our natives are.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.